a word for you from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15 and 16. For we are the aroma of Christ to God, among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To one a fragrance from death to death, to the other a fragrance from life to life. Who is sufficient for these things? We looked at last time the importance of being firstly a fragrance of Christ to God Himself. Before we even think of others around us, God wants to take pleasure in His people. And He is able to sense the presence of His only begotten Son in you, or whether it is still the old Adam and the flesh that rules. Don't think that God has called you just for service to others. Firstly, it's service to Him. And it's only what Christ does in you that matters to God. Not what you can do in your own strength. And when you are living for God, and the aroma of Christ is there, it's genuine, it is not put on, it is something that comes from Jesus Himself, then it is that you will be spreading the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere, as it says at the end of verse 14. In other words, without any effort, without any preaching even, you are spreading the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. When people are in your company, they will know more about God. And it is something that goes straight to the senses. The fragrance goes to one of those five senses that they somehow can sense the atmosphere around you of more about God. Now to some, as it says in verse 16, that fragrance is rather a smell, the smell of death, because they prefer to cling to their darkness, as it says in John chapter 1, that though the light has come, men chose darkness instead. And there will always be those who, though you are the fragrance of God, they feel more condemned in your presence, even though you might not condemn them, for we are not called to judge. But somehow that knowledge, that fragrance of the knowledge of God, they feel more condemned. But to others who are appointed unto life, those who seek life, for them it is hope. For them it is a knowledge unto salvation. May that be true of you, that you are so full of the Lord Jesus Christ and not of yourself, that you are firstly a fragrance unto God, then the fragrance of God to all those around you.